ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated, not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for His name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Service this morning. Amen. Thank you for our children that have come to sound out of their hearts. Now, Lord, we know that it's a word from you, and we ask you to open our hearts and minds and souls and ears, and let it be absorbed in our fleshly body. This is spiritual, and Lord, we know that you are spiritual. Jesus said, but they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. As you told the woman at the well, God is a spirit. And so, Lord, we worship you now in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the table of the communion, representing that you did die and you rose on the third day. We bless your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
The book of Acts, chapter 3. I won't be long, but thank God we're here. The weather was kind of bad on the highway with that fog. It's dangerous. But I said, Lord, just lead and guide me there. Amen. And He did.
Yes.
The Lord will. When you're trying to serve Him, He will make a way. I don't care what nobody says. You trying to get to God's house. Like Timothy said, I'm on my way to my Father's house. Acts chapter 3, and we'll read a couple of those verses. And it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately, and he said slow for you, he said immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Leaping, it said, up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and what? Praising God. And last verse I'll read for time's sake. And they knew that it was that was set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement that which had happened unto him. You may be seated. Expecting something from Jesus. This is a oneness thing. I'm expecting something from the Lord. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I hope you're expecting something from the Lord. And that is his grace and his mercy. Expecting to see something from the Lord. That's what we're going to be talking about. Expecting to receive something. I'm not trying to look and see something from Peter, James, and John, and none of the other prophets. But I'm expecting something from Jesus. Do I have a witness? Do I have somebody to witness with me and agree with that this moment? Expecting to receive a blessing. It ain't got to be money always, but God knows we all need that, but your health and strength. There are so many people this morning is not able to come to New Beulah this morning because of their health. As I look at those children this morning, they're young now, like all of us at one time was young. But I heard David say, I've been young and now I'm old. But I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed big and green. Do I have a witness here? As you look in the book of Acts, it's called the history of the church. What Jesus had told the disciples over in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is the gospel now. This is something that you will hear even when you don't want to hear. God will bring it up some kind of way in a conversation. That he died for you and I. Make no mistake about that, he did die. But he rose the third day, showing that he got all power in his hand. So New Beulah, whatever you're expecting from the Lord, just know that the Lord is able this morning to bring it to pass. If you're going through a storm this morning, the Lord is able to see you through that storm. None of us in here want to go through a storm. None of us in here don't want to be sick. Come on now. Even I know I don't. But sometime or another, the sickness, cold or flu, whatever it is, it allows to attack your body unaware sometimes. And when we get sick, we don't want to be bothered with no one, really. We don't feel good and we don't eat right. Our appetites and all this other stuff is to attack our body and we cannot perform like we used to. But let me hear you tell you that Jesus will put a smile on your face and put joy in your heart and running in your feet if you know him like you're supposed to. Gotta get with it. Here in Acts chapter 3, the Bible said Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. They were going to pray. That is one of the most powerful tools, Christians, this morning, that we need to know, is to pray. Yeah. It may seem like it's just something, you know, well, form. Prayer is your tool for when you're in trouble. Prayer is your tool when you're not in trouble. You've got to have a prayer life.
Yeah.
And I teach my child every morning, every evening, every night, son, you're going to get big and you're going to need the Lord. That's what grandmama and them told us, but you might not need him right now, but just keep on getting up every morning. Mm-hmm. You're going to need the Lord somewhere down the road. I don't care how big and bad you is. I don't care how young you is. The devil do not care about none of us. He'll kill us on the spot if he had his way. Well, I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us throughout every day. It says now, here they were going up. They weren't going to their house, third chapter of Acts. I want to go to one now, but now I'm going to stay right here. They were going up, what? Look what it says, together. You see, we had family, New Beulah, I know y'all had family, that gone on to be with the Lord. They knew how to bring the family together. It's called family reunion. And in the family reunion, somehow people didn't act the way we acted. Amen. Some of them like to go get some of that go-go juice and cut up. Amen. Come on now, I know I'm coming from out. But you have to notice something, that even though they're doing that, they're still your family. And you ought to know better not to talk about your family. Because family is what God honors. And that's what it says right here. I'm just talking about together. See, when we get together, like I did saying this song, when all of God's children get together, what a time, what a time. When all of
Amen.
What I'm trying to say here in this chapter, God is talking to us that no matter how what you're going through this morning, be expecting something from him. It might not be what you want, but it'll be from the Lord, and it'll be enough. The old folks say a little money from the Lord carries a whole lot of weight.
Amen.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I remember grandmama used to give me 50 cents. But that 50 cents carried me a long way. Amen.
Amen.
Because prayer of our ancestors is one God us here today. I don't care what you say, them old preachers knew how to talk to God. They might not could read their name in boxcar letters, but they had a direct line with the Lord.
Amen.
And they used to say, Grandma used to say, I don't need no shoes, and I don't need no new dress, I don't need no new stockings, but I need a closer walk with thee. And if you got a close walk with the Lord, rest assured, God will take care of you.
Amen.
Can I get a witness this morning?
Amen.
I don't care what you say, God will take care of you.
Yes,
you got to trust. And whatever somebody's going through, and I know somebody's going through something, but you got to know one thing, that the Lord is going to see you through, but he's just trying to make you a little stronger in him. Because see, when you get in him, and when you get in Christ, you start seeing all kind of miracles happening, all kind of blessings start coming your way. Then Satan get mad.
Yeah.
And here he come.
Yeah.
With his old suit for himself. He love mess. He love lying. All the confusion. But it says, a certain man, as I give you the text for a couple of minutes, it says, lame means he was crippled. Now, Peter and John, they wasn't bothering nobody. They were just going to pray to the Lord. These boys here have walked with the Lord. They ate with the Lord. They saw him get ridiculed, and they saw him at the cross. But now it's time for them to step up to the plate. Have you ever heard your mama or mama say, now son, you got to step up to the plate, now you're not no child anymore. When you get 18 years old, they'll say, how old are you? That letting you know you got to get out on your own. You got children not living with their parents, and they 30, 40 years old, that's a shame. Unless the parents is, you know, ill or something. That's a different case. But if your parents, I'm talking about people that is in good health and in a good mind, right mind, let me get this clear, that knowing that they have a job, they need a job, or still live off their mama. You know why like that? That's it. It says, I know I'm right, a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. Now, let's be real about this. This boy had a family. This young man had friends. But for some reason or another, something happened in his life to cause him to be crippled. You don't have to do nobody wrong for something that attacked your body. You do know that, don't you?
Right.
because trials come and go.
Right.
But this boy here was in a bad situation. He couldn't walk. Because that's what it says here. A certain man lame means he was crippled in his feet or his legs or whatever. And he couldn't go into the church because he wanted to have some money, so he needed to bring home to the family. Amen. Look what it says. I don't want to get too deep in it. I know y'all, it's almost time. Amen. But look what it says. Now, who laid him in? His people. His family. The strangers wasn't there. They wasn't bothering him. But his own family put him at the gate every day. And he would be begging for money because he needed money to survive. We need currency to survive too. But when you got King Jesus, that's all you need. When you got King Jesus down on the inside of you, you can say, Lord, lo and behold, I know that you brought me through that last storm. I believe in my heart you're going to bring me through this storm. And he will bring you. You don't know how he's coming, but you got to wait. That's why I say, wait on the Lord. And when you're waiting on him, be proud. Stay prayed up. Stay to his face and say, Lord, I'm trusting you that you're going to bring me through whatever the situation is. I'm expecting something from you, Lord, and not my friend, not my brother, not my sister. I'm expecting something from you. You got all the answers. You got all the blessings in your God. You made this world. And I'm just looking for you. You got to talk to God. You can't just sit up there and let the devil just whoop up on you. He'll keep whooping up on you. But you got to stand up and brush your pants up and put on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of God's peace and say, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I don't care how much bills I owe. I don't care what the mobile collector say. I believe you're going to keep me with all you have blessed me with.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Says, as I heard, it says, he was laid there at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And not only that, he was laid there, but he was a bed. You know, you don't like nobody to be a bed. Come on, hello somebody. They might ask you something one or two times. We don't do that. They beg me every day when I come from downtown on Bolton Street. I just have $10, sometimes 20. And whoever first comes here, you go, here you go. You got to put up with what Jesus said. The poor you're going to have with you always. So what if you was in that situation? That's what I look at. I said, now, Lord, what if it was me that was begging somebody? Because don't forget now, you can be up today and more folks say,
right.
You can be.
Right.
That's old folks' house. And some of them forgot when we done climbed the ladder, we locked it back down at them and just say, oh, you don't think you're going to fall every now and then?
Yeah.
The more folks say, the birds fly high.
Yeah.
But they got to come down and get some. So what I'm trying to say is, don't think you better than them that's out on the streets. Because they're on the street, you can be too. But I thank God for grace and mercy. He gave me a little house to lay my head on.
Yeah.
I thank God that this morning that he gave me a little food that I can go eat this morning. And I ain't got to go to the Salvation Army. You need to thank God for these things.
You
need to say, Lord, I thank you for all you have done for me. And for your goodness sake. For your mercy. I thank you this morning. You've been good to me. You've been better to me than I've been to my own self. I thank you this morning. God is good, y'all. He's better than good. He'll put a door where there ain't no door. He'll make the enemy your footstool. And he'll put a check where there ain't no check. He'll make the mailman bring your check in, and you don't know how it come, where it come from. I'm a living witness to that. God is good, y'all. He's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Is there one this morning?
Yes, Lord.
I ain't going to beat you. Is there one this morning that don't know the Lord? Won't you come to Jesus? Won't you come to Jesus? I don't know about you, but I know that if you're expecting something from the Lord, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Turn those over. He was there, yes, he is. Yes, he was.
He was there all the time waiting.
Yes, Lord. He is there one. Don't know the Lord in the part of their sin.
He was there.
Yes, he was. Whoa. He'll be a bridge over troubled waters. Grandmama say he's a rock. Brother Kenneth in a weary land. Grandmama used to say he's bread when I'm home.
Yeah.
He know how to lead you to a great meal. Yeah. And while you're eating the food, you'll know, you'll say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with this meal.
Yes, Lord.
You may not have another meal, but he'll make a way for the next meal. That's why I say he's good
all the time.
All the time. Thank the Lord. Bless his name. His name is Wonderful Counselor. And I like when Isaiah say he's the Prince of Peace. He don't like confusion. God sent his only son to die for you and I. Carried that cross up a hill called Golgotha. That's why we got the table there right there. In remembrance of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I don't know about you, but I've learned, Brother Kenneth, just to keep my hands in God's unchanging hand. No matter where the wind may blow, storm may rise, I'm gonna still look to Jesus to carry me along the way.
Is there anybody here who really loves the
break it and said, this is my broken body. As often as you eat this bread, you show the Lord's death until he comes. They began to eat the bread. And the same hour he took the cup in the midst and said, this is my blood, which will be shed for the remission of sin. I will not eat or drink until I come into my Father's new kingdom. And they began to drink. On one accord. He said, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I'm driven, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall meet me. And tell Peter especially to meet me in Galilee. And they went out and they sung a new hymn. Amen.
Amen.
Expecting something from you. Thank you for the topic. Thank you for your word. Hold our hands, Lord. Guide our feet in this day and time as we leave out of your house of worship to go our destinies and whereabouts throughout this day. Be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Until we meet, let the church respond by saying, Amen.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph.